This is not a demonstration which will continue, which is illustrative of the action of each one of the six basic processes. In this auditing, my stress will not be upon the precision delivery of the communication of the auditing command. I am not worried whether I give the auditing command properly or not. What I am worried about is whether or not I communicate what the hell I want to this frequent. You understand? Now, the reason why we use an auditing command on precision simply has to do with this. Very often, unfortunately, more often than not, the student doesn't get the idea. So we give him a phonograph record, and that's the auditing command. But let me assure you that this is not good auditing. Every auditing session requires that we have two-way communication. The number of upsets, hassles, remarkable stupidities which go on under the name of two-way communication shouldn't happen. Two-way communication is merely making the speaker answer some specific thing. It is not much of a process. If you think that you are going to go in and just by chattering at a preacher, making well, listen, he would have been well years ago. Get the idea. You've got to get the attention of the preacher. You've got to get him answering what you're saying. Otherwise, you have to resort to something like basic communication processing. Basic communication processing would be mimicry. And below that level, putting hellos and okays into the fellow's bank. All right. Auditing is not then for the edification of the auditor. Is not to produce the maximum effect upon the preclear, but is to obtain the result of making the preclear capable of handling his own bank and himself and his environment as distinguished from the environment, the bank, the body handling the preclear. We understand this. And where auditing departs from this goal, it fails. And where it degenerates into a non-understanding activity on the part of the auditor, merely giving forward a bunch of rote yakety yak, it fails. Now, let's first get this thing real clear. The difference between an effect and a result. You get an effect on your preclear by shooting him, by dropping him into a can of boiling oil, by putting him over the muzzle of a 16-inch gun and firing it. I guarantee that you'll get an effect in each one of these cases, but you won't get any auditing result. We have a very good auditor in the vicinity who got himself most gorgeously fooled. He hadn't audited a preclear for quite a while, and he hadn't audited the six basic steps for quite a while. And he got himself an alcoholic for preclear, who was the most dyed-in-the-wool, spectacular alcoholic you ever wanted to see. And Bobby kept giving him the six basic steps, and the fellow would come up and he'd have a comm lag, and then Bobby would flatten that comm lag, and then he'd go on to the next step and flatten any comm lag that showed up there. And he was very sure that there was something very tricky about this preclear. There was something real tricky that wasn't being accomplished. This he was sure of, if he was sure of nothing else. Until he had put in 20 hours, and then he came to the realization that techniques were working as prescribed, routinely, and that the technique was merely flattening the comm lags. But he wasn't getting an effect on the preclear. And Bobby was probably nostalgically thinking those good old days when you snapped the finger, the preclear rolled out of the ball. You get the idea. In other words, this is a terrifically unspectacular session. 20 hours. Preclear didn't yell, scream, protest, or anything else. Bobby just kept working, flattening the comm lags, and he was sure there was something very fantastic here. So we had this case, though, walking forward to a time where this guy is now a stable exterior and not an alcoholic anymore. He was producing maximum result, but this is not maximum effect. All right, let's just start in here. I'm not going to ask you to fake up a thing. I'm not going to ask you as a preclear to do a thing, but simply be a preclear. This chance gets a good auditing, chance to follow me up. Let's see, it's also a chance to suddenly hand forward the computation that everybody's been searching for probably for years. Here's a wonderful opportunity, but I'm not going to run on you anything more. I'm not going to run on you anything you need. I'm just going to run on you in the six basic steps. Of course, this is not something we need. All right. How you been making out lately?
Pretty good.
Fine. Fine. Have you been coming along and memorizing axioms?
Fair. I get sort of confused and whirly now and then, you know.
Oh, really? Doesn't worry you too much?
No, I'm not.
Well, fine.
I'm not worried about it.
Good. We have just done the process known as two-way communication complete. Complete beginning and why is it complete? Come on, tell me.
She already did ask some comments.
She answered directly the question asked without any comm lag amount to anything, and said directly, so obviously we have a two-way communication. Now, she actually, at this moment, probably would feel free to ask me for something if you wanted to complete the cycle, but this doesn't mean complete the process. You don't have to complete the cycle communication, two-way cycle communication, just to say, well, we've got two-way communication here, let's roll. Get the idea? Well, that took a long time to get over that step, didn't it? You notice that I've also become very significantly upset and terrifically gripping on this subject of the action. You notice we immediately tackled this problem. We went right to the heart of the matter, and we didn't permit ourselves to be deterred by the fact that we are auditing. We went right to the heart of this, and we are now busily involved in getting back down the bank to find out why you were confused about the accidents. You know, you notice this. So we will go on to our next step. Our next step, which is elementary straight wire. And how about memory? Ever had any trouble with memory at all?
A little bit.
You suppose other people do occasionally?
I think so.
Agreed upon thing, have a little trouble with memory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if, by the way, were you ever around a memory shark? I'm auditing her now, by the way.
No, I don't believe so.
You ever around anybody who was real disdainful about the terrific efficacy of his memory?
No, I've been around people that are pretty good at it.
Pretty good.
Just sort of mocking up answers.
Discouraging?
But, no.
No, not discouraging. How about people who are just fabulous about forgetting you?
Oh, yes.
Well, you've been around somebody like that. Who is fabulous about forgetting?
Well, names. My father is fabulous about forgetting names. Just that one specific category, though.
Good. Well, did he ever have an explanation of why he did this?
No, he just said, I just can't remember names, that's all.
Well, something that's real good, I ran across a preacher one time that had a real good reason for doing this. He said that the best thing to do with unpleasant people was to forget their names.
Oh.
This preacher, by the way, couldn't remember his own. We found out he was an unpleasant person. All right. How about people that lost things? Around anybody who's lost things?
Yes, I think so. Recently.
Yeah, who loses things?
Well, I was thinking Mr. Pinkham.
Yeah. Keep that recorder on.
Forgets things. That was the quickest one I thought of and nearest to present time.
Things. Well, yeah. Now, the foregoing part of this particular straight wire is merely to acquaint the preclear with what we're going to do and could be called simply dunnage. It's just acquainting the preclear with what we're talking about and getting thinking about thinking and remembering. Because very often we would have a preclear who would be he'd be upset. You all of a sudden ask him to remember something. This seems to be a strange, peculiar thing for you to do, so he would be startled if it was flowing down just to this effect. So we've gone from a two-way communication with a nice, smooth transition over to the fact we talked about memory. Well, let's ask you now, Is there something you wouldn't mind remembering?
I wouldn't mind remembering yesterday.
Well, okay. What about yesterday?
Outdoors. Being outdoors. Mm-hmm. All the interesting cactus I saw in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, what particular one of these instances?
Which particular one? Any of them.
Any of them. Well, I'll first off that one. Come on, just give me 1 inch.
Okay, just one.
Just one. Just one little tiny incident.
Well, there was one little tiny cactus that I liked real much.
Oh, you remember looking at it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just get a picture of this cactus?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell it okay?
Okay.
Did you tell the picture okay?
Yeah.
All right. Something else you wouldn't mind remembering. Mm.
Oh, the lectures we listened to last Saturday.
Last Saturday?
The tapes we listened to. Tape.
Oh, yeah. Stores. What exact instant there?
John on the telephone.
The what?
John was talking on the telephone.
Oh. Remember that exact instant? What
yes.
Was he saying?
I don't know. I just saw him. I wasn't listening.
Oh, you weren't listening to him. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you just get a picture of that?
Yeah,
tell
I
it
can't.
Okay.
It's not there now.
Well, tell it okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, give me something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, I wouldn't mind remembering Washington, D.C. last spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Give me a specific instant there in Washington.
Okay, when we went to see the cherry blossoms.
All right. What particular moment were you in?
Well, there was a garden of pansies that we saw, too, along with the cherry blossoms. I remember that.
Well, do you remember the particular instant there?
Yeah,
did
I can.
Did you just get a picture of that?
Yeah.
Tell it okay.
Okay.
Did you tell it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. All right. Hey, you guys see what this PC's doing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. PC's doing 2 things. I don't care if this wrecks your case.
Well, that's all right.
This PC tells us about cherry blossoms and then tells us about a garden of pansies, tells us about the lectures and then tells us about somebody else's home. Get the idea?
Yeah.
Well, now, this other gimmick that I'm using here, I haven't talked much to you about, but you should realize that this maker say okay to the pictures. So on. Do you know before we got through, she wouldn't be getting any of those pictures automatically anymore.
Mm-hmm. I've got an automatic
yeah.
picture putter up around
sure.
here.
All right. You just tell it okay every time he gives you a picture. You see, it's this lack of acknowledgement on her part that's causing those things to come up in mass form. Something it's just remembering for, it should simply remember for. And of course, it'll even stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And she will do the remembering. This didn't ruin your case, did it?
No, I don't think so.
I think this is real cute. You've got a real gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, my birth date.
Birth date. Okay, which
one?
Now, what are you doing in case like this? Well, the session is the auditor. did you get a picture of the birthday when you did that?
No.
But you don't really mind remembering your birthday. What is it?
February 17th, 1927.
You don't really mind remembering this? Well, okay. Give me something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Okay. San Francisco.
All right. San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
When?
1948.
What specific moment?
That's the cue. You say specific moment and all these specific moments pop up.
Oh, well, you get a whole lot of them.
Yeah, I don't get just one.
Okay, tell them all okay.
Okay. Well, all right, I'll pick the specific moment of eating cheesecake and the Golden Pheasant.
All right, what specific moment of that would you pick?
Well, one forkful.
What, you got one forkful?
I haven't got a picture there.
Oh, you don't have.
No.
But would you remember this clearly?
Yes, I can remember.
You do remember one forkful.
Yes.
Where's the fork? What's the position of the fork? Let's get a moment of the forkful.
All right, it's on the plate.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, did you get a picture of that?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Well, tell the absence of a picture, okay?
Okay. I can't win.
Well, I have the purpose of the night to you, Mel, is to cause a free to as many laws as possible. Give me something else. Give me something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
All right. Arriving in Phoenix in October 1st.
Mm-hmm. What moment of your arrival?
Pulling up in front of 616 in the car.
Mm-hmm. You remember it was stood against under that?
Yes.
Oh, you got one. Did you get any pictures?
Yes.
Tell it okay.
Okay.
Tell them all okay.
Okay.
All right, fine. Now, give me something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, Camden.
What part of Camden?
Now, whatever that address was at the clinic, mm-hmm. 726 Market Street, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what particular moment there?
Oh, I remember a moment when there were several people in that reception room.
Mm-hmm. Several people there.
Mm-hmm.
Who were they?
Bob Shannon and Harold Lattice and Carol Yeager. This particular moment, I don't think Dale was in there. I think that's all at that moment.
That's all. The specific moment of that moment?
Yeah, I'm sitting there at the desk.
You're sitting there at the desk. All right, you recall this very easily. Fine, did you get a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell all the pictures you got during that sequence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that? Mm-hmm. Well, good. Now, let's find something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
All right, timely made barbecued spare ribs last summer.
Okay, what specific moment is that?
Oh, there. Just a moment there. Sitting on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Was it real nice?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a picture of that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell it okay. All right, fine. Let's find something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, let's see. Time when I was in the, I think it was 7th grade.
Mm-hmm. What was happening?
We were making baskets.
Remember a specific moment of the making of baskets?
Yeah, I can.
You got that? Mm-hmm. Did you get a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Tell it okay.
Okay.
All right. Did you tell the picture okay?
Yeah,
okay?
I told the picture okay.
All right, fine. Now let's find something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, coffee at Snappy's Grill this morning.
Okay, a specific instant of that?
Mm-hmm.
You got real of that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a picture? Mm-hmm. Tell it okay.
Okay.
All right. You can just tell these pictures okay without my telling you to, you know.
All right.
When they fly out, well, you just tell them, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's find something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Mm-hmm. College.
Which year?
First year.
And what part of
that year? Well, I can remember a specific instant when I fell down the library steps and sprained my ankle.
And what particular moment of that can you wish to remember?
Falling, I can't.
Remember the falling or the
I can day? Remember before and during.
Which part of it?
Well, I'll remember the beginning of the fall.
Oh. All right. Did you picture that?
No.
Well, tell the absence.
I got a picture of the library. I don't get a picture of the incident.
Oh, you got
the
a picture,
incident.
Though?
Mm-hmm. I got a picture.
All right. Well, give it. Okay. give its error an okay. You know,
okay.
Should have given it. You got that? Should have given me a picture.
I got me there now.
Oh, you got two there now. Well, give that an okay.
Okay.
All right, fine. Now, do something else you wouldn't mind remembering. You noticed, by the way, that we immediately cleared up this sprained ankle.
Yeah.
You noticed that we went into this and ran into some engram, and then ran the secondary, and then lock scanned it.
Well, I got a specific moment at the during the Congress.
Good. You got a specific moment during the Congress. Oh, you're getting well disciplined now.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a defensive?
No.
No?
I just picked out one. Yeah.
Well, I'll give it okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a real good okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give it an enthusiastic one.
I did.
All right. Fine. Now, give me another moment you wouldn't mind remembering.
On the beginning of this session.
Oh? What specific moment at the beginning?
When you said, don't mind the microphone.
Okay. And you get a picture of that?
I don't know whether I did or not.
Well, give it doubtfulness, okay.
All right.
All right. Now, let's find something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, seeing Lyle Soudreau in New York.
Good. What moment?
Having dinner, at the beginning of dinner.
What moment of the dinner? The beginning?
At the beginning, uh-huh.
Beginning? What particular thing there was there to remember? That was...
Ordering.
You remember ordering? What'd you order?
It was a Chinese restaurant.
Good.
And
sure.
We had shrimp with lobster sauce and some kind of chow mein, and we had tea. And some sort of fried rice. I think that was it.
Wow, Philip, that's fine. That's fine. That's wonderful. Do you do that?
Yeah, give that's
him
a nice restaurant.
Okay. Give him a real good okay.
Okay.
All right, just find something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, okay, a friend back home.
Good. What about this friend?
Well, I was having in mind the last time I saw her.
Mm-hmm. What particular instance?
When I first saw her at that particular occasion, that was just as I drove up to the house.
Good. And remember something she said or something?
Yeah, she said hi.
Well, good. Did you get a picture of her?
Yeah.
Give it an okay.
No, I didn't get a picture of her. I got a picture of the place, though.
Well, good. Give it an okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Now, how you doing?
Fine.
Doing all right?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling worse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Find something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, let's see. I'm trying to pick out a specific incident in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing if I could get a particular incident in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got one.
Got one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what incident there you got?
It was counting sales tax stamps.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Did you get a picture of it?
Yeah.
You did an okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How are these pictures? Are you getting cleaner?
Oh, they're real pretty.
They're real pretty now. Well, fine. Good. All right. Give us something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
All right. I got one. A time when I had quite long hair, curls, about 12, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Having a picture taken out in the yard.
Good. What moment of it?
I think it was the three. It was the posing. We were just three of us being posed.
You think it was?
It is.
What's your reality on this?
I'm not looking at the instant. I'm looking at the picture.
Oh, is that right?
The picture of the picture.
Uh-huh. We'll give them an okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give the error an okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself an okay for having an error.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an okay.
Okay.
All right. Give me something else you wouldn't like to remember. Notice that we forced her into the memory.
Well, I can remember a particular incident of going back to school in the first grade after I'd been out of school for a while.
No kidding. Well, fine. Fine. Give me a picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
Give it an okay. All right, fine. Now give us something else you wouldn't like to remember.
Well, I can remember a specific instance on the boat trip across the Pacific.
All right, got one?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
A Philippine mess boy pulling the chair out at dinner time.
You mean a Navy junior?
I was married to a Navy officer.
Hmm?
Married to a Navy officer.
Oh, my goodness, Navy wife.
Yeah.
All right. You remember this incident very well?
Yes.
Well, fine. Did you get a picture of it?
Mm-hmm.
Give it an okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give it an okay?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, fine. I mean, did you without my...
I didn't before, no.
Oh, you didn't. Well, all right. Give me something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Oh, I can remember an incident when my mother came back from the hospital after an operation.
Mm-hmm. Remember that well?
Mm-hmm.
Good picture?
Mm-hmm.
Doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. And I feel?
Fine.
Give us something else you wouldn't mind remembering.
Do these have to be things connected with instances, or just things I wouldn't mind remembering? I mean, can I say a tree?
I didn't say a tree.
Oh, I did.
This is an experiment. What happens when you say a tree? All right, you say a tree.
A tree?
Good. What tree?
I got it. The palm tree in front of the apartment.
Okay, what instant?
Oh, well, I can pick an instant. Well, I didn't get any particular instant.
You didn't get any? Mm-mm. How about you picking one?
All right.
Got one?
Yeah.
Good. You picture too?
Well, I already had the picture. I just put the instant on it.
All right.
Okay.
Fine. Give us something else with my memory.
A dance at junior high school.
Good. One moment of dance.
And what? Well, it's a particular moment. I don't know just which moment it was.
A particular moment?
Yeah.
Late in the dance or early in the dance?
Sort of halfway.
About midway point? Mm-hmm. What picture did you get there?
Jukebox.
I guess no.
Uh-huh.
All right. Fine. These pictures nice and bright?
Huh? Yes, they're very pretty.
Well, good.
They're more three-dimensional.
Good. Well, I'll tell you what now. You feel pretty good now with this
picture
process? Do you happen to notice here, a lot of tree clears, be late for a moment, a lot of tree clears won't give you the where. So in this session so far, while I have not at any moment had to ask her, where was this? Now, for instance, she'd said, a dance. I would have had to have said, where? Now, what moment is this dance? You get the difference here. The where and when comes along with this. You're really giving somebody's memory a workout. All right, good. Now, also notice this. We didn't shift the process when she told us about the sprained ankle or her mother coming back from the hospital or any other Doris-type incident. But we did shift it at the dance. And we're not going to ask her that, because her comm wag is flat, too, so we've got a nice, pretty flat comm wag. It's fairly routine. And I've just been waiting here for a pleasant moment to show up, so we can shift this process. And the process we now go into is, give me something you wouldn't mind forgetting.
Well, I wouldn't mind forgetting walking through Chinatown in San Francisco.
Good. What particular moment wouldn't you mind forgetting?
Well, it was a moment where I was at this end of the block.
Your picture there?
Yeah.
You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't mind forgetting that?
No.
Well, let's give another one you wouldn't mind forgetting.
Okay, I wouldn't mind forgetting the subway in Philadelphia.
Fine. What part? What about the subway? Right.
I just wouldn't mind forgetting it.
The whole subject of subways?
Well, I can remember to forget it. It's just a thing I wouldn't mind forgetting.
What about the subway? What part of the subway wouldn't you mind forgetting? You mean the whole subway?
Well, I can pick a part. We'll pick the station on the Camden side of the river.
You wouldn't mind forgetting that one? Mm. What about it?
Nothing about it. It's just a thing.
It's just there?
Yeah.
Just there. You get a picture of this?
Yeah.
Well, tell it okay.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
Alright, give me something else you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
There's undoubtedly great significance in there. You notice how we uprooted this piece of information and went into Freudian analysis instantly. It's very, very significant someday, you see. Nothing else you wouldn't mind forgetting.
Well, I wouldn't mind forgetting a sorority dance at college.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing?
These aren't bad incidents.
I'm not asking you.
Well, the whole thing or part, I don't care.
You don't care which?
No, I can pick a part.
All right.
We're serving punch.
Well, fine. Did you get a picture of it?
No.
Well, give the absence an okay.
Okay. I got a picture of the dance, but not serving punch.
Well, give that an okay.
Okay.
Well, fine. All right. Something else you wouldn't mind for you?
A glee club concert at high school.
Good. Good. You wouldn't mind forgetting that. Well, it's fine. Did you get a picture of that? Mm-hmm. Give it an okay. Mm-hmm. Give it a yeah, okay. All right. And something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Oh, my English teacher at high school.
Whole thing? Lock, stock, and barrel.
Just a teacher.
All right. You get pictures? Mm-hmm. You're doing okay. Mm-hmm. How's that? Those pictures getting pretty good now?
Mm-hmm.
Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Oh, I wouldn't mind forgetting my name.
Whose name?
My name.
You wouldn't mind forgetting your name? Well, good. Good. Fine. When?
Yesterday or tomorrow.
Either one, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Did you get a name?
No.
Big picture?
Mm-mm.
Did you get a reference?
Mm-mm.
No problem.
Didn't get
it. We'll give this vacuity an okay.
Okay.
All right. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Oh, I wouldn't mind forgetting the trip through, the ride through the mountains, Mount Needles, California.
Good. Get a picture of that?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
I wouldn't mind forgetting first grade.
Good. Whole thing?
Yeah.
Any particular day?
Well, one popped up just then. Yeah.
All right. That particular day?
Yeah.
What incident on that particular day?
Well, I remember that it was in reading class, and I pronounced the word wrong, and the teacher said something about it, and I felt horribly humiliated.
Mm-hmm. Remember this real well?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly the word, but it was a very simple word, like the or then or something.
Hmm. Jesus is significant.
Oh, it's very significant.
I give that an okay.
Uh-huh.
You picture an okay?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't mind forgetting that?
No.
Well, good enough. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Oh, going swimming up at, Oh, it's a swimming place near home. Can't think of the name of it. Still Meadow.
Mm-hmm. Just don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Any particular swimming incident there?
No, it was just actually being there.
All right. So you got to
take it a time.
Mm-hmm. Give it an okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give it an okay when it turned up?
No. Should I okay it as soon as it turns up?
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Now, something else you wouldn't mind to get.
Oh, a company party we went to. Fifty-three.
Company party. All right. Any particular moment?
It was a particular time we were doing some square dancing.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't mind it. Well, fine. Did you get a picture of us?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good girl. All right. And something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Well, another English teacher, ninth grade.
Good. The whole works?
Yeah.
All right. Well, any particular part of this?
No.
Any particular characteristic?
Oh, just her general attitude of grumpiness, I guess.
General attitude of grumpiness. Well, fine. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Oh, I wouldn't mind forgetting what color our car is.
Oh, that's a stumper. Okay. All right, did you get a picture of the car?
Uh-uh.
Give that absence of the picture an okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Oh, I wouldn't mind forgetting what the house I spent most of my lifetime in looks like.
Good picture.
Mm-hmm.
Give it an okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fine. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Well, I wouldn't mind forgetting what our house in Ohio looks like.
Well, good. Give that an okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give it an okay where it is right this way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Well, I wouldn't mind forgetting being stopped by a traffic cop in Washington last spring.
Okay. Good. Give that an okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Well, I wouldn't mind forgetting sports car race we saw this summer.
What?
Sports car race.
Oh, any particular moment?
No, I didn't have any particular moment.
Just soon get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. Something else you wouldn't mind forgetting?
Well, the rain last night.
What part?
Well, I was thinking of trying to get across the 3-foot puddle.
Okay. Good picture?
Uh-huh.
Still okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. Fine. Now, you seem to be doing very well. How about a little AC?
Okay.
We have a process which is designed simply to coordinate the walking muscles to give one point.
Oh, fine. I need that.
This is for a modist type profession. It was adapted from modeling. And that is why we use this. And it has no other significance.
And I ran it 2 hours one morning and couldn't walk afterwards.
Okay. You see that chair you're sitting in?
Mm-hmm.
All right, take the right arm of it and take hold of it. Okay. Is it there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it real?
Yes.
Well, okay, take hold of the left arm. Here we have an indoctrinated preacher. We ordinarily would simply ask her to take hold of it or touch it or feel it or something like that. And they ordinarily nearly let go afterwards. This one is still waiting.
Oh.
All right. Now let's let go of the arms of the chair. All right. Now let's is that right arm of the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's feel it. Is it there?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh, fine. Let's let go of it. Now let's take the left arm of the chair. Let's feel that. Is it there?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Is it solid?
Yes.
Is it solider in your hand?
Yes.
Do you get the idea of making it feel your hand?
No.
All right. You can feel that left arm there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, swell. All right. Now, why don't you stand up? And you see that tape recorder over there?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you walk over and feel that tape recorder? Got it there?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Is it a tape recorder?
Yes.
Is it there?
Yes.
You sure, sir?
Yes.
Just feel it with both hands.
Uh-huh.
Is it solid?
Yeah.
Is it more solid than you are?
No.
It is, huh? Well, let's go of that tape recorder now. Let's walk over to the back of that chair. All right, let's feel it. That good and solid?
Well, not real solid.
Not real solid?
The metal's pretty solid. This
metal
part isn't
the other
too
isn't solid.
Solid.
Well, fine, fine. Let go of it. And I see this piece of paper up here.
Which one?
There's a lot of paper up here. It's a roll of paper.
Yeah.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
We'll walk over to it. All right, now let's feel it. How's that feel?
Sounds like paper.
Just like paper. All right, let go of it. Okay, now you see that radiator over there?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you walk over to that? Now let's feel that. Hot or cold?
Well, you know, on the top it's warm. It isn't
warm.
Very hot.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of heat from that.
Mm-hmm.
Case is not
very
much.
Was it real?
Yes.
It was real. It's noisy, isn't it?
Yes.
Make it do that again.
Gosh, brown it. Oh, there's
all right. Make it do something like that again.
Rouge.
Well, you did. Did you make it do that?
Yes.
Did you make it do that the first time?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Let's feel like the radiator some more. All right. Let's let go of it. And let's get the seat of this chair here. Let's feel it. That's right. Is it there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's let go of it. Now let's feel that wall. Feel that? Is it alive?
Is it what?
Is it alive?
No.
No? You sure it's not alive?
No, it's
not alive. All right, let's let go of that. Doing AC bar A here with no comm lag. All right. Now, find another object in this room.
All right.
Walk over to it. Feel it. The rail? Okay, let go of it. And find another object in this room. Walk over to it. Feel it. Good. Let go of it. Solid. Okay, she's checking up very nicely. There's no reason to prolong the agony here. I want you to find an object.
Yes.
Walk over to it. Decide when you're going to touch it and touch it. Decide when you're going to let go and let go. Good. Find another object.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Decide when you're going to touch it and touch it. Oh, pardon me. Walk over to it. I thought you would take the thing along the side. Decide when you're going to touch it and touch it. You okay? Decide when you're going to let go and let go. Okay. Let's find out. Find another object now.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Okay. Let's walk over to it. Okay, now let's touch it. Let go of it. Decide when you're going to touch it and touch it. Decide when you're going to let go of it and let go of it. Oh, fine. Let's find another object in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And let's walk over to it. Okay, now let's decide when you're going to touch it and touch it. Good. Decide when you're going to let go and let go. Good. All right. May I direct your attention to acknowledgments on AC? It's a moot question whether or not the auditor should acknowledge the execution of every command or whether or not he should execute the full cycle. I mean, okay, the full cycle. The actual fact of the case is, if you've got time to think of this way, you just acknowledge every time you can acknowledge anything. That's the law. Err on the side of more acknowledgement. All right, find another object. And do that.
Yes.
You got it. Real good. Well, good. Walk over to it. Good. Now decide when you're going to touch it and touch it. Fine. Decide when you're going to let go and let go. Okay, how about resuming your seat? There isn't any observable physical timeline here. The length of time the pre-clear takes in touching something when they decide they're going to is occasioned by the fact that they normally say, well, I'll wait for 3 seconds and then let go. And this is makes it very sure for them that they have decided. I put a pause in there so that they get a time factor. And they make sure they have decided by introducing a time factor into it, which is quite normal. So she doesn't have any legs on this to amount to anything. So, I think the best thing we could do at this time here is find ourselves an ashtray here, which we will empty. And we'll put this here. We'll clean off some of the letters on top of this. Meantime, keeping up an engaging chatter of conversations with pre-clear, so we won't think you're arranging for an auto da fe or something. And then we'll arrange this book over here. The only glass around here is an ashtray, and the only book is a mini-auditor's handbook, group auditor's handbook, so we nevertheless have a book and a bottle. Two dissimilar objects, and I'll give you 3 guesses what we're going to do now. And you've never seen this done. That's correct, you have never seen this done. So let's proceed with actual opening procedure by duplication. advanced clinical course students, and you should know more about opening procedure by duplication than it's normally known or done. You see this ashtray here?
Yes.
Is that an ashtray?
Yes.
How far away are you from it?
About 4 feet.
About 4 feet, huh?
It's in here.
What did you do point down there? What was that?
The distance I was measuring, 4 feet.
How about the distance from you to it?
Well, from me to it is about 5 feet.
Well, why did you pick another distance to it?
Easier to judge.
Oh, my. Can determinism at work, I suppose. This is very significant. Well, I tell you, this ashtray here, you say it's about 5 feet away. Did you have any trouble owning it?
I don't think so. I think I could own it.
You don't think so. Walk over and see that.
All right.
Let's take a good look at it. Put it down. Whose is it?
Could be
yours. Let's pick it up. What is it?
It's an ashtray.
Whose is it?
No, I keep thinking it belongs to the HSR.
Well, it probably does. Could you own it?
Yes, I could own it.
You could own it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Put it down in here. What part of it could you own?
Well, I could own the whole thing.
Pick it up and put it over your chair seat. You could own the whole thing? How about the molecules in it?
Oh, yes.
How about the electrons in it?
Yes, those never bother.
Do you know that there are molecules or electrons in it?
Yeah, that's people that are physics say.
Fine. How about the glass in it?
Yeah.
That's easier.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's pick up the ashtray and put it here on the platform. All right, could you own it?
Yes.
You think you could?
I think so.
Who owns it?
Well, I don't think I do.
You don't think you do, but you think you could pick it up and put it back on the seat of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
All right, pick it up and put it back on the seat of the chair. Now, whose ashtray is that?
Well, it's an ashtray that belongs to the HSI that I'm using at the moment.
All right. Could you own it?
Yes, I could.
Would you have any difficulty saying insurance?
No.
And no difficulty pretending insurance?
No.
Why don't you pick it up and put it back here on me? Rosalind. Okay, why don't you pick it up and put it up on the speaker there where it was originally? Well, fine. Let's pick it up and put it over on the seat of the chair. Let's turn it around. All right, now let's pick it up. Good, fine. Now, is this ashtray more yours or less yours than it was?
Well, I can consider it more.
You can consider it more.
I don't consider it any less.
Well, has it changed any characteristic here?
Not much.
Hmm?
Not much. I don't.
Put it down on that chair. Pick it up. Okay, put it down. Good. Pick it up. Good. Put it down. Fine. Pick it up. Good. Put it down. Fine. Pick it up. Fine, put it over here on the speaker. Is that a little more yours?
I don't want it now.
You don't want it at all.
It's too much bother.
Oh, I see. Well. Why don't you pick that ashtray up and examine it? What's it made out of?
Glass.
Is that a fact? Is it made out of glass? How about the molecules and electrons?
Well, they're glass molecules and electrons.
What's it for?
It's for putting ashes.
What kind of an object is it?
Cigarettes out in. It's square with round here.
How do you know it's for putting cigarettes ashes in?
Old facsimiles tell me so.
Oh, the facsimiles on it. Well, that's fine. Why don't you put it down on the speaker? Okay, pick it up. Let's put it over on a chair. Good, let's stand by and regard it. Who does it belong to now?
Well, I feel like it probably ought to belong to me as much as I moved it around.
But this is a computation.
Yeah.
Let me ask you honestly who that belongs to.
HASI.
Yes, it belongs to HASI. There's no change in it particularly.
Not as to ownership, no.
Doesn't all own its ownership in any way? You have the impulse thrown away?
No.
Are you being well disciplined at this moment?
Me?
Yeah.
I did have an impulse to throw it away once.
Yeah.
Not now.
It's not here.
No.
We just want to make sure he has this, that impulse. Okay. Yeah. Is it yours?
No, I don't.
Could it be?
Yes, it could be mine.
Very easily?
Yeah.
More easily?
Yeah.
Put it over there on the speaker. Turn it upside down. Good. Turn it right side up. Good. Turn it upside down. Good. Turn it right side up. Good. Turn it around. Yours? Lock the HSI? Well, why don't you pick it up? Hide it behind your back. Good. Put it on the speaker. Good. Protect it from falling. Fine. Pick it up and hide it. You hiding it? Glass can see it.
Wow. Don't consider them here.
Oh, they're not here. You guys is all day. Well, okay, is it hidden then?
It's hidden from you.
As far as I'm concerned, it's hidden.
No.
All right, it's hidden. What did you hide? Why did you hide it?
Because you instructed me to do so.
Okay, invent another reason.
Well, because there's a rain dragon behind that curtain.
All right, fine. Fine. Let's put the ice cream back there. Now let's protect it. You protect it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Let's pick it up and look at it. Is it yours? No. No? Who's it belong to?
Me.
Do you care who it belongs to?
No, I don't care.
You don't care where the nickel belongs to?
I have one nugget at home. I don't need
another. Your eyes. Is this yours?
No.
What's it made out of?
Glass.
How do you know it isn't yours?
Oh, I just know it isn't.
Maybe we got one at home and brought it over here.
Well, that makes no difference. This one's here and
large
there.
How do you know yours is there?
I know.
Well, all right. Why don't you put that ice tray down? Why don't you hide it? Is it hidden?
Yeah.
All right. Now, why don't you bring it to view? All right. Whose is it?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, let's pick up the ice tray and put it over there on the seat of the chair. All right. Now let's protect it.
All right.
Is that protected there in the seat of the chair?
Yeah.
It is, huh? All right. Put it in a safer place.
In a safer place? Protected there.
Hmm?
It's protected there.
Why don't you put it in a safer place?
Well, I don't know of any safer place.
No, you might sit on it.
Well, that wouldn't hurt it.
But you might pick up the chair and drop it off on the floor.
Well, you want a safer real place.
Yes. What were you doing?
I had a force screen mocked up over top of it.
Oh, I see. Put it in a safer place.
All right.
What's the matter? You mad at this ice tray?
No. It was protected real mind.
Oh, I see. I just validated.
Yeah.
All right. Earlier, we tied it.
From whom?
I don't care. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in or not. I saw you put it under there.
I wasn't hiding it from you.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
All right, let's pick it up and look at it. Isn't this a nice ashtray?
Oh, flies.
What's the matter with this ashtray?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a perfectly good ashtray.
Is it yours?
No.
All right, put it over on the chair. Pick it up. Who put it on the chair?
I did.
We'll put it back there. All right, pick it up. Who put it there?
I did.
Who picked it up?
I did.
Whose ashtray is it?
Well, it's in my possession at the moment.
Oh, yeah, it's in your possession at the moment. Good. Put it right there on the speaker. What is it?
It's an
How do you know it's an ice tray?
Well, my mother told me these things were ice trays.
What is it?
It's a glass receptacle of some sort or other.
Glass receptacle?
Mm-hmm.
Glass receptacle. Is it a bunch of symbols?
No.
What is it then?
It's an ice tray.
What is it?
It's a piece of former glass. Indentation
in
places here where cigarettes will easily.
Well, fine. What is it?
It's an ice tray.
Well, what is that thing?
It's an ice tray.
Well, describe it.
Square around. Square with a circle in it.
Good. Let's pick it up. Okay. Just take a look at it.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at it.
I'm looking at it.
Does it interest you, this ice tray?
I think it's rather interesting.
Whose is it?
I don't know whose it is.
I was very much needed to pick it up. Yours? Do you want it?
No, I don't want it.
Oh, you decided you didn't want it?
Well, if I wanted it, I guess I could have it, but I'm really not interested in having it.
You don't want to have it? Well, tell me something. Is this ashtray real?
Yes, it's real.
How do you know it's real?
Well, I feel it and see
it. Whose
is
it?
Well, it's
HSI's,
I guess.
You sure? All right, let's take it out and put it over on the speaker. Okay, is it an ashtray?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it's an ashtray?
Well, either I just know it's an ashtray or I know it's an ashtray because that's how ashtrays are.
Okay. All right, let's turn it over. Let's turn it over. Good, let's turn it over. God, let's turn it over. Whose is it?
HSI's.
All right, pick it up. Turn it over. You think I'm trying to get you to say something specific, don't you?
No, I don't know whether you are or not.
Whose is it?
Well, I think it's HSI's.
Put it down. Whose is it?
HSI's.
Pick it up. Whose is it?
HSI.
Who says it isn't?
Nobody.
You feel kind of lying toward this ice cream?
No, not particularly.
You feel better toward it than you did?
No, it's a nice ice cream.
Nice. Put it down. Okay, who's ice cream?
HSI.
What is it?
It's an ice cream.
What is it?
An ice
cream. Okay, what is it?
An ice cream.
All right, what is it? Okay, who does it belong to?
HSI.
You sure of that?
Well, as far as I know, it does.
Could it belong to you?
It could, yes, it does.
Less remote, though. I mean, it's more remote than it was.
I know that this particular ashtray does not belong to me. I could very well own an ashtray like that one.
You know,
I could probably cart this one off home and own it if I want to.
Oh, you could cart it off. You'd have to take it off someplace in order to own it. Is that right?
No, I don't have to.
Well, steal it. Steal that ashtray.
Right.
Whose ashtray is it?
Mine.
You sure?
Yes, I just stole.
Okay. I'll pick it up again. How do you feel about this ice cream?
Well, it's an ice cream.
Whose ice cream?
Anybody's. I don't care. Who
what is it?
It's an ice cream.
Well, yeah, what's your emotion about this place? Go on, what's your emotion?
Well, I don't know, it's sort of strange.
Huh?
That's sort of strange.
It's strange.
Yeah.
What's strange about it?
I'm not very much interested in the same
strange. I have to say
who it
okay.
belongs to. I mean, I like it.
I have to say okay. I have to say okay again.
Uh-huh.
I have to say okay again. Uh-huh. I have to say okay again. Uh-huh. I have to say okay again. I have to say okay again. Put it down. Okay, fine. Fine. Now pick it up. Go ahead and put it down. Fine. Pick it up. Whose ashtray is it?
HSI's.
You sure of that now?
Mm-hmm.
Is it becoming plainer to you? Is it becoming more evident and obvious that it is the HASI's
well, sort of.
It is. Put it back. All right, pick it up and put it over in the seated chair. Good. Now pick it up and put it over on the speaker. Okay, what about this ashtray?
Well, it's an ashtray. It's here.
How do you feel about it now?
It's an ashtray.
You feel kind of ornery about this ashtray? Huh? You think I'm badgering you?
No.
You know, she just think put the ashtray.
It's an ashtray.
It's your
ashtray.
Well, good. Let's pick it up. Is that ashtray in present time?
Yes.
You sure? Move it around a little bit. It's still in present time.
Yes, I think so.
I'm sure it hasn't been yesterday or anything.
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, put it down. Whose ashtray is it?
HASI.
You sure? Could you own it?
Yeah.
You want it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to throw it away?
No.
Never had such a careless feeling about an ashtray.
Why did you sort of need an ashtray up here?
It's useful. Well, fine. Fine. Pick it up. What is it?
An ashtray.
How do you know it's an ashtray?
You just know it's an ashtray.
How do you just know it is?
Well, I just know it is.
What is this word ashtray? I don't see anything there that says ashtray or hears ashtray. It doesn't say ashtray on the bottom of it, does it? How do you know it's an ashtray?
Oh, I just know it's an ashtray.
What kind of an object you got in your hand?
An ashtray.
Huh?
An ashtray.
How do you know it's an ashtray?
Well, you see, I figured it all out. I take the square root of here and cubit.
Oh, I see. How do you know it's an ashtray?
Well, it comes out an ashtray.
What is it?
It's an ashtray.
What do you got in your hand?
An ashtray.
You sure of that?
Yeah.
You're absolutely sure of that? Yeah, absolutely sure.
Yeah.
Tell me what you have in your hand.
An ashtray.
Is it a word you've got in your hand?
No, it's a glass.
Well, why don't you say so?
That is used as an ashtray.
What? What have you got in your hand?
It's like a glass.
Well. You got a jar of glass in your hand. Fine. What have you got in your hand? That's a ashtray. Better job. What is it?
Piece of glass. Designed to be used as an ashtray.
You can go to stick me with it. Alright, take it up. What is it?
It's a glass ashtray.
What is it?
Glass ashtray.
You sure of that?
Yeah.
Come on, what have you got in your hands?
Glass ashtray.
Come on, what have you got?
It's a glass
ashtray. Put it on. What is it? You sure that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You got a facsimile of it when you look away from it?
No.
You don't have. Why don't you tell it okay so you're a glass ashtray?
Okay.
Well, does it tell you it's an ashtray or you tell me?
Tell me.
Huh?
I'm telling you.
Well, tell it again.
No.
Well, tell it.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you tell it?
I said okay, so you're a glass ashtray.
Well, say it out loud to it.
Okay, so you're a glass ashtray.
Good. Does it know it is now?
No, it doesn't know it is.
It doesn't know anything. We'll pick it up. Whose is it?
It's your size.
You sure it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, do you have any feeling of an interest in it at all?
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
Sure.
What's interesting about it?
Well, it's a nice day.
All right, put it down. What is it?
The glass ashtray.
Try. How do you feel about that ashtray?
It's a nice ashtray.
Feel any different? You did it?
Yeah.
How do you feel different?
Oh, I feel very complacent.
Feel complacent. Well, fine. Now, that for the moment we will call the end of this particular session.